coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance.
And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. Happy Monday to everyone. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman. I'm back.
Back from his trip. Welcome back, Joe. You all rested and good to go?
It was a crazy, crazy, crazy weekend. Lots to discuss, lots to go over. Yeah, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to be back in the middle of it.
So we're going to take some time to have you explain the updates and developments on the IPO side, which everyone who is just joining us for the first time or doesn't necessarily know what we're talking about, looking at creating tech platforms, tech services that are removed from Silicon Valley so that conservatives can have free speech, have social media accounts, broadcast live, things like that, without having to fear Silicon Valley censorship. So talking about an IPO coming down the pike, Joe's going to cover that. Then we're going to get into the topic of the day, which is the fact that Joe Biden apparently doesn't know what the hell he's signing when he's signing these executive orders. And it's pretty obvious because he is completely flip-flopping on what he promised to do. Surprise, surprise, he's a liar. Also pissing off a lot of his core constituencies. So we're going to get into that, talk about things like how he's pissing off Native Americans by canceling oil development and gas development on their land, Paris Climate Agreement, immigration, talk about all of those things as well. But before we get into it, want to give Joe 15-ish minutes to talk about what's going on.
Yeah. So do you also see that the Ute tribe came out and said, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, you're taking jobs away from us. You're making decisions for us. Right. I mean, this is the example of special interest coming in and screwing up things. 52,000 people lost their jobs, right? And they want to enter the Paris Climate Treaty, right? Climate Accord. And yet the UN comes out and says, you're already reducing your footprint. You don't need to be a part of the Paris Climate Accord. I just synapsed a bunch of things that we're going to discuss today. But I think that the issue that we have is that the leftists have lost their mind. Right, they're pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists. Right, they're everything that they say that they're not. They're everything. And you didn't get a ding ding when I said that. I didn't.
No.
Yeah, but
you can do it if you want.
No. my issue is that we are allowing this lunacy to occur. We're allowing it. We're not standing up. You know, they want to dox people. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in loving your neighbor. But if you think attacking people around me and attacking people that are Christian conservatives, they're going to sit back and watch you dox and do the things that the left is doing, they're not. We got a whole list of people that are willing to do the same thing to the left and attack them. So you'd say, hey, you can't go low, turn the other cheek. Not going to happen. Right. So I'll start by giving you an update of everything that happened, and then we'll kind of go from there if that works.
Sure.
Good.
And everyone, just a reminder, make sure you like and follow us on Facebook. Make sure you hit that subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. And we are streaming on DLive. They still haven't turned our lemons back on, but apparently I'm allowed to distribute lemons to people who are watching. So I'm going to go ahead and push that button while Joe is talking. And anyone who's in that comment section, we'll divvy up. I think it's 29 lemons that we'll divvy up for you. So
29 lemons.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Go ahead, Joe. Give us your update. Right. What were you up to over the weekend?
All right. So I flew out to Florida on Thursday, and the thing that we are trying to accomplish is, how do we actually build a system that allows for us to, number one, all communicate, number two, stop the censoring and the deplatforming that's happening by big tech. And then three, you know, what's the plan forward? What's our 6-month plan, 1-year plan, 2-year plan? And we met with a lot of really awesome people. I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to sit here and name drop. I think it would be in bad taste to do that. But in the process, we, you know, there was people that showed up that said, hey, listen, we just need to get the left's playbook and do that. And I went, but we're not them. We're not evil. We don't lie, cheat, and steal very well. We don't do those things. So how are you going to use their playbook? How are you going to reverse engineer the blueprint for the left when we're not sociopaths, when we don't find it fun to bully people? How are you going to reverse engineer that? And so the overwhelming consensus was, oh yeah, we can do all this stuff that we're willing to do. And I go, that's like playing chess with three pieces on the table, right? Unfortunately, war is messy. It's messy. War is not kind, and we're in a war. Now you can say, and I said the other day, it's going to get bloody. You can say, hey, Joe, bloody, oh, you're calling for insurrection. No, not calling for anything. I'm calling for the American way to be preserved, which in literally 5 days, Biden, I will not call him you know what, because he's not my you know what. In 5 days, he's literally done everything for China, done everything for foreign interest, and is taken away from the American people. So I said, listen, you have to be willing to go to the mat. You have to be willing to recognize and not pick and choose what parts of the Bible you want to follow, right? There is a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place where we have to stand strong. There's a time and a place where we have to punch them in the mouth. Now, I'm going to say figuratively punch them in the mouth, but you have to be willing to do it. And we're at that place. So some of you will judge me by the fact that I'm not willing to stay high. I'm not willing to take the high road when these evil people are doing evil to people around me. I'm not willing to do it. And we're sitting with all of these people, and I got everyone to a place where they finally recognized that. And not only did they recognize it, but many of them brought it up too. Like, hey, listen, there's certain people that are going to be comfortable doing certain things. So, but all of this has to do with also divesting. We have to divest from things. We have to build out technology. We have to do all those things. And frankly, when I got involved in technology 8 years ago, I didn't know a lot about data. I learned it. You know, I'm a student. I like to learn things. I like to dive in the middle of things. I like math, right? So I didn't know anything about data. I didn't know anything about some of the paths that I've taken when I built my company initially on a cocktail napkin, of which I'm no longer the CEO. So we got to a place where we decided that, you know, wealth generation had to be a part of the model. And frankly, that's a part of the model that I think is going to make everything else sustainable. So we have gotten further along on the IPO, but more importantly, I want to tell you, if I can, I wrote down a bunch of thoughts. I want to tell you what my thoughts are on what the IPO will do. And for those of you that are just joining us that have never heard, what I'm about to talk to you about, I want to tell you what it is. So I stepped out as a CEO of my company. It was something that happened based on someone infiltrating my company that frankly is a pretty evil person. I thought it was best that I walked away based on the health and well-being of the people that were in my environment. So I was on this podcast 2 weeks ago. Somebody actually said, IPO, Joe, you need to do an IPO, because I said the only way to counterbalance big tech's balance of power that's shifted from the government to big tech is to divest from it, number one, and to add to it, meaning create alternatives that cannot suppress the First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the way down, the constitutional integrity of our country. And I was looking at it, and then I said, we're going to do that. We're going to have the largest Reg A filing in the history of the country. We're going to do that. We're going to do an IPO. And then the next day I came out and I was like, look, we're gaining traction. So I met with banks and I met with all sorts of other people and I built models. I'm now to the place where I have two pages of models. I have pro formas that we're actually building out right now. I have another meeting to make sure legally on Wednesday and Thursday. So we're going to do this. And the goal is to raise $1 billion to create a cradle-to-grave solution, to start that cradle-to-grave solution on technology that can deplatform us from big tech. Now, there have been people that said, that's a great idea. I've already done it before. I already started a napkin to where it was, and I never took a dollar of outside capital. And then I went out there and said, look, I have been blessed with a couple things. One, which I don't like notoriety. You'll notice that I'm not on the show every day, right? And I'm not on the show every day because I don't have time, number one. I want to be here with you, but I don't have time. And number two, I'm kind of a mix between an introvert and an extrovert, right? Mostly introvert. And so I don't enjoy notoriety, but I do recognize the need for leadership, right? And the other part is that I've been blessed financially. So me stepping out of my company it's okay. I'm okay, kind of, right? I mean, obviously it's expensive when you have to burn your savings, but I'm okay. And so doing this next venture is not motivated. I always look at self-motivation. It's not motivated by money. Although I got to tell you, for all the people that invest in this alternative, that invest in this tech company, I hope it turns into a $500 billion company that supports Americans, patriots. And I think that that would be a huge benefit. And the number of people coming around this has been pretty fantastic. So that's what we've been working on. That part of it I've been working on. And you start with basically the basics behind it. In other words, making sure they can't deplatform people on hosting and cloud services and things like that. We make sure that they can't deplatform them on video hosting and things like that. We start buying that infrastructure. And then from there, we start adding the things that are key components to what we use every day, e-commerce platforms, things like that. And some of the stuff I already have. So it's just a matter of, do we move those over? Do we acquire those assets? Do I, you know, discount those and hand them over to this new company? And I think that might be an option if that's the path that is the most beneficial to this group, to this IPO. So that's, I'll go a little bit more into that, but I want to share something with you that I think is that I wrote yesterday, and that is the big tech balance of powers remove the checks and balances in the Constitution of those chartered to guide and protect our society from a mob, you know, organized crime, ethos, and culture, right? Accountability and equal application of law is slowly eroded to the haves and the have-nots. And the haves and the have-nots are not you and I. Haves and the have-nots are the ruling class, right? The people that we send there as representative government that don't represent our interests. Why do I have a problem with this word? Technocracy. A technocracy centered on the elite class and the royal subject class. And the royal subjects are the people that actually do the bidding of those big billionaires that are out there. Those elected to represent our interests are eliminated and suppressed. People like Lauren Boebert in Colorado. While they rule over all of us with corruption and self-indulgence, the cancer is set. It's already set in our government, and the fight is imminent and the outcome unsure. So in other words, I'm basically saying that we don't know where we're going to go unless we start really settling into the fight, right? The sacrifice necessary. Amazon, Apple, Google, the echo chambers developed and the indoctrination piped into the masses to justify the plight to suppress, eliminate, persecute, and destroy anyone that disagrees with them, the ruling class. A class centered on global conformity and control. They attack social constructs, faith, anatomy, among other things, conditioning the people in our side to be either the victim or the guilty, while they stand above us laughing and entertained. I truly believe that's what they are. The solution is not some easy utopian fix. And I want to be really clear. Building a structure that can actually depress or suppress or divest from that big tech is going to be a big undertaking. It will take an enormous amount of patience and conviction. It will take quiet acquisitions, bold takeovers, and strategic, unselfish innovation. It will require funding and a commitment to the goal, technology, media, and infrastructure independence. Not difficult, but it's a big undertaking. What will be difficult is a discipline to not become the very thing we are fighting against. Constitutional integrity, moral and ethical standards, and a focus on educational purity and truth. Elimination of revisionist history and adaptation of societal abnormalities while preserving the opportunities and acceptance of those who may be different. In other words, hey, look, if you end up growing up and you choose a lifestyle that's different than others, if you end up being gay, I'll accept you where you are, not where I want you to be, right? That's what God tells us to do. I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to allow them in education to recruit kids to be gay, to recruit kids to say gender fluidity, right? So, and then many will say that, that you think it can't happen, but it can. And in my company, we were like the United Nations, right? We literally had, you know, 38% minority, and we were very, very successful. We still are very, very successful, but they did so accepting people where they are, even for their ideological differences or political differences.
So we is that counting my Native American heritage?
No, I didn't even know you were a Native American. I'm rejecting that.
Yeah, adjust your numbers. Yeah. Yeah, adjust your numbers.
So we must eliminate gender fluidity and sexual orientation choice while acknowledging that some people may end up gay, dysphoric, confused. That's fine. What is not fine is recruiting these kids and investing in the conversion of children. It is sick and it is wrong. Sorry, that's what I believe. You want to know what I believe? That's what I believe. We, through this raise, will embrace technology and the freedom to speak, live, and act out our faith in God. No longer will we allow technology to suppress our love for God. We will do this by building technology, but also partnering with other companies to embrace and commit to allow faith to take a front seat in our communities. We will, as a company, innovate towards honoring God, eliminating things that destroy our society, such as porn, sex trafficking, child sex trafficking, drugs, and mega corporations that prey on people in our community, some drug companies, right? We will support educational institutions, churches, and all those who understand and stand up for the rule of law and our country. We will build a cradle-to-grave solution, including software and hardware, infrastructure, and convenience services. No longer will companies guaranteed by the Second Amendment be banned or restricted to the use of their platforms, services, or technology partners, or they cannot be a partner, right? And no longer will your faith, political ideology, or beliefs be suppressed or censored. That is, we will not allow hateful organizations such as Antifa or hijack corrupt organizations such as BLM, communists, or socialists infect our society or use our technology. They will be the ones we kick off. Sorry, I'm out. We will stand up to an anti-American, anti-faith, and those racists, not just by words, but by the fruit of their actions, will not be allowed to be a part of the technology. We will stand up our infrastructure and firmly those states that preserve the constitutional and the Constitution and unapologetically operate with courage and commitment to the people they are chartered to represent. In other words, we're not going to put anything in California. Sorry, I'm out. We will leave states that violate the rights of its citizens. We will reject any attempt by tyrants to erode the stand we take for American values, right? So these are, I mean, this is a bold move. This is what we're going to do unapologetically. We know technology, but this is how we're going to center it. Say we can't do it, but we can and we will. We will raise $1 billion in the first round. We will make this company one of mergers, acquisitions, and ground-up infrastructure development. We will give the bully pulpit of big tech a wave goodbye as we push to divest and stand clear of the very people funding the erosion of our great nation. The suppression of conservative values will end. Courage is more infectious than fear, and we will be at that place that accepts people where they are, unapologetically setting our mission and vision in God-centered principles. We will have a thirst for innovation and a drive to build the best-in-class products and services. We will be good stewards of the capital entrusted to us, and we will make investments focused on things that enhance our value for the community, our country, and our shareholders. So first, we're going to go through what that means. Like, you know, how do we do that? How do we get away from AWS? How do we get away from marketplaces? How do we hand back keys to the kingdom to those marketplaces and let people that are in the community that sell things on that marketplace keep more of their profits? How do we create competition in a place where, you know, we support a Chick-fil-A, right, when they attack it? We support companies that come out, like the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, who says, hey, look, he's going to get taken out of these stores. I'll stop doing business with those stores. I will find people in the community, small, large. And this, by the way, is a discipline that we have to have. As we build out this technology, we have to say to ourselves when somebody walks through the door, hey, I want to do your phone systems. I want to do your technology. I want to do your hosting. And you're even a small business. You're small, and you want to walk over to GoDaddy, and GoDaddy gave the Joe Biden campaign $40 million. Now, I don't know if they did or not. I'm making that up, right? But I do know that they lean on the left, right? But that we say to them, hey, look, I'm not giving them our funds. I'm not doing it. And you would say, this is a big undertaking. It's not a big undertaking. Same service with better serviceability, right? For competitive pricing. We build out things. And by the way, this is what I did in technology. This is how I became one of the largest first-party data aggregators out there. It's why I have had immense amount of success. They still are having immense amount of success by using AI and machine learning. And we're going to use that, and we're going to grow that, and we're going to innovate that, and we're going to do so in such a way that we still accept people within our system, but we don't let the ideologies inside of them actually take away from the value that we can bring to our communities. So I know that's a lot. It's like a big sandwich that I just gave you, but just understand that, you know, we're at a place right now where we can't sit on the sidelines anymore. I'm not sitting on the sidelines. I'm sitting on the sidelines now. We're watching Parler basically be suppressed. They're trying to get themselves back up and running. You have MeWe that just came out today and said they're taking down anyone that talks about back the steal or stop the steal. You got Gab.
Can't say that word, Joe. We can't say that word. So
can't
don't say,
that
word anymore. We can't say the drop the peel. What rhymes with drop the peel? Drop the peel. If we say that word, yeah, we automatically get banned on YouTube. So we all can't say that word.
So listen, and this is another one of my frustrations is not being able to freely tell you what I'm thinking, freely tell you what's happening out there. Right. I'm frustrated by that. I'm frustrated because that's the communist way. That's the China way. That's not the American way. The American way is that you have free thought. You have the ability to have thought leadership. You have the ability to question things that are in your environment. And right now they don't want us to question anything. And the fact that Max has to even tell me, hey, we can't say those words, to me is pathetic. It spits on the graves of all of those people who spilled blood defending the freedoms that we have in this country. It pisses me off. So look, we are headed down a path right now that is necessary. I'm going to commit every hour of my day, every minute of my day to make sure that we hold people accountable for what happened in November, right? I'm going to do that. But seeing these companies like MeWe that come out and say, hey, listen, we're going to have a platform set up for you. And they're trying to divide us. They're trying to disperse us. They're trying to make it so we don't have a voice. And so we have to stand up to that. But we have to reject the idea that in our businesses and the things that we do, that we have to settle for things. We have to settle for Facebook. We have to settle for YouTube. We have to settle for these platforms. We don't. We don't have to settle for anything. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to partner with people that we can't actually set aside and actually build on. I'm more fired up now than I was when I started my company 8 years ago. I'm way more fired up than I was then. And I'm fired up because it has purpose. Like, we're going to build things and do things, and we're going to fail forward and do lots of great things on the technology side. But we're going to do so, grow out Conservative Daily, give ourselves a bigger voice, make sure that we fortify ourselves and stand next shoulder to shoulder with other people, make sure influencers have all the information about what's going on, that we're united in that conversation. But we also have the technology to make sure they can't take us down again, ever again. So that's what I did this weekend. I'm incredibly excited about the future. Incredibly excited. I'm incredibly excited. But there are things that we have to start focusing on as people. And we have to be focusing on fact. We still have to do the things like going after Congress and saying, hey, listen, you can't do what you're doing. We have to call out the left for being what they are. They're evil. They're sociopaths. They destroy everything that they touch. Now, you can't take that down as not being fact, because fact check it. What did they touch that has been better for us? 187 people have died from the vaccine in the United States so far.
No, we can't talk about this. We can't talk about this. Joe, we will get taken down immediately.
I can't talk about facts?
It's not saying it isn't true. Joe, we will get taken down, and you know this. Like, there's a reason we don't talk about COVID vaccines anymore.
I didn't talk about COVID vaccine.
Yes, you just did.
I just said that 187 people died.
We can't talk about this, Joe.
Well, I think we can. I didn't say what that data does. I just said that we're talking about that.
We've already had two videos taken down on YouTube. Already had two, and they've denied both appeals. So this isn't a logical thing. There's no arguing with these people. They hear one thing that they don't like, one thing that they think goes too far. We're done on YouTube.
What videos take down?
We had one, I sent it to you, and the other one, they took down the coverage of the January 6th stuff, which they shouldn't have taken down, but they took that down. So we'll be gone. We'll be gone if we say anything that even comes close to what they don't want us to talk about on YouTube.
How about that, folks? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about what I just said? How do you feel about what Max is telling you? Right? I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, the fact that we have to be afraid of speaking truth, I'm amazed by it. I'm amazed by the fact that we've gotten to this place where big tech can do the things that they're doing. I can't say that either, right? I can't talk about big tech censorship.
Probably not. Probably
I can't
not.
Talk about anything. But what can we talk about? Let's talk about well, the
we
fact
can talk about how
the left is. How about that?
Well, no, you can't use that word, Joe. Come on.
I am.
What are you doing?
I am mad. I'm mad. I walk back into basically here, Joe. Let me put the bumpers on you. You can say everything. The world is nice. It's beautiful outside. You just need to follow the left. Okay, maybe I should do that. Maybe we have separate things that we put out on DLive. Maybe we have separate things put out on our website. We just pull an Alex Jones, I guess. I don't know. But Max, I'm pissed. I'm pissed at the fact that I have to stop what I'm saying because it's truth. I didn't say anything about a vaccine. I didn't say anything about that. I just questioned the fact.
We can talk about. No, you did. You mentioned it. We can talk about things, but we have to do it within the confines of not getting banned until we have a platform where we can speak our minds without worrying, right? It does no one any service for us to get taken down because on a podcast where we're talking about how Joe Biden literally admits he doesn't know what he's signing, we're diving into vaccine mortality rates.
I just said that 187 people died after taking it. I didn't say anything else.
You said it again. You said it again. We can't talk about that, Joe. it's not me. It's just we can't talk about it on YouTube. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to like silence you. But if we talk about that, we will get taken down.
Yeah, because the fear, right? So we have to be afraid. We have to be afraid of these people. We have to be afraid of them. I watched Dan Bongino's video podcast, and he's sitting there going, "Where? What is this bizarro world? Like, where are we right now? I mean, it makes no sense." They get to come in and just some arbitrary little leftist little you-know-what bag gets to walk in, drop it, and go, oh, I'm taking them down. I don't agree with them at all. That's what they're doing. This isn't America. And they say that we're uncivilized. They want to call people that are Christian conservatives. They want to say we're terrorists. We're terrorists. They burned down buildings. We can't talk about that either. I forgot about that. Can't talk about that. We cannot talk about what's happening in Portland. Or Seattle. Or Colorado.
We can talk about that.
You can't.
We can talk about that.
You can't. Because it's all it's all oppressed people. They're oppressed. We can't talk about the fact they have heroin shoot-up stations in 19 NFL cities.
No, we can talk about that. We can talk about that.
But it's just okay. Thought police. Yes, Josh, thought police. We have a thought police. We are no longer able to think for ourselves. And on education, as you're a parent, you don't matter. Your kids get taught by some loony union person. That's the best I can say without going to the point where I said something I shouldn't have said.
We're allowed to talk about that too. We want to have a whole episode on education and things like that. I just don't want us to get taken down because we're going off topic and talking about things that we know.
Am I allowed to talk about the lawsuit with Dominion?
No.
Can't talk about that either.
No.
So they get to sue me, and I can't talk about that.
You can talk about it, but it's just what? How does it help anyone? Right? There's nothing we can say on this podcast about that that's going to make our situation any better.
Hey,
they just dropped a $1.3 billion lawsuit on Rudy Giuliani.
So what? It's junk. It's garbage. I read it. It's garbage. Actually, I didn't get all the way through it. I got partially through it. I started laughing. And I'm like, this right here is PR. It's a circus. And this is my problem. I know, yeah, we'll get taken down. And I put out a deal on Facebook, and they wanted to go through and say, hey, you can't put up the what you think happened on the election. You can't do that. And I'm like, all right, we'll just turn off all of our spend accounts. Right? Let's do it. It's $1 million a month. Let's turn it all off. Just get it off. I mean, you can't go anywhere and actually tell truth. They're suppressing the truth. And I'm pissed.
All I'm saying is that if we get taken down because we talk about this, then we can't press the other truth.
Right. Well, the only thing is
there's lots of good we can do.
Yeah. You walk around with a zippered mouth. Yeah, somebody just said that. Who said that? Somebody just said that. Walking around with a zippered mouth. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Gwen, that's what we're doing. We're walking around and we're letting them dox our family. We're letting them go after our friends and family, and we're not going back after them. Baloney. We're going back after him. We are. A dox for a dox. Well, I can't say that either.
No,
well, that's
we,
right.
We cannot say that. That is.
See, I can't say anything. That you can't even voice your frustration. You can't say anything. You got to go into a closet. You got to go into a closet, scream and yell, not tell anyone, and let them control you. That's how sick this is. And give them 40% of your paycheck. This is garbage. It's garbage.
You just said you're going to dox people. We can't do that. We can't.
I said they dox us. Why don't we do the same thing?
Because it's a violation of Facebook, YouTube, and every other platform.
I'm having a conversation with you about that. I'm trying to discuss it. I'm not saying we do it. I'm saying if they do it, why can't we do it?
I mean, that's the whole thing. Don't care about rhetorical questions.
Right. They don't.
They don't have any concept of rhetorical.
Do you all
hear
what this is? Do you see this? I mean, don't go left. Don't go right. Go straight. Don't go. No, stop. Hey, fact checker, can't do this. They literally are ruling our lives and taking 40% of our pay. That they're doing that. And we're just supposed to say, okay, make me a slave. Do it your way. Teach my kids any way you want. Destroy God from the community.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. But it would be a real shame for us to get taken down.
Real
because
shame.
Because we want to talk about this right now.
Be a real shame.
Right? Like, everything that they say we can't talk about, we've already spent hours talking about it. Right? It would be a real shame. It would. And people saying that, people in the comment section mad that I'm trying to put any guardrails on this. We are one YouTube strike away from no longer being on YouTube. Facebook can take us down at any minute. DLive has already demonetized us. The Associated Press is going after different podcast hosts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the different.
And what does that tell you?
Trying to get conservative podcasts just taken off of the
right.
Off of the
and what does that tell you though? I mean, come on, what does it tell you when they can actually do these things? What is it you as a listener? I mean, this is a good conversation to have, Max. When you can't have free thought, I mean, just think about this. We cannot have a free thought. But this is a good time to tell you. To actually text freedom to 89517. It's a good time to tell you. Text freedom to 89517 and hit the share button. And just understand we are on Rumble, right? We are on DLive. And by the way, DLive did not demonetize us. They demonetized everyone on the platform, right? Except for leftists. They didn't do that. They didn't take away their ability to get lemons on DLive, right? Take the time to step into the fight, guys. All we want is free speech. We want to be able to have a conversation, but we can't even do that. We're not allowed to question anybody or anything. They are the supreme rulers. What is wrong with this? People say, oh, Joe, you're mad. You're damn right I'm mad. And I should be. People don't even realize. They're not even standing up to the. They're not even waking up to the fact that this is demonic. It's demonic. There's nothing good about it. There's nothing good about these people. They are literally evil personified. And yet we allowed ourselves to go down the path where that was the place where we would actually be able to speak. I am way off topic. You're right, I am off topic. All right.
Yeah.
I got nothing more to say then because everything I'm going to say is going to get bashed from one side or the other. And guys, yeah, I'm pissed. I had a great weekend. The weekend was awesome. I'm building out all sorts of great things. I'm having conversations with people who want to see some sort of semblance of common sense leak back into our communities. And it was great when I was in Florida, by the way. I was surrounded by people who were just good people. Surrounded by them. Gab TV, by the way. Someone just said Gab TV. We need to look into that. Gab's never going to take us down.
Okay, so we can still talk about the fact that Joe Biden has no idea what the hell he is signing. I'm sure someone saw this over the weekend. This is a clip, and we turned up the volume. It's very hard to hear, but as Joe Biden is being handed things to sign, he makes clear that he has no idea what he is signing. And according to reports, there were people off screen who gestured him to sign it anyway. So, Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and start this off playing cut number one.
I'm
So we're going to play it again. It's very hard to hear, but he comments that he doesn't know what he's signing. He complains about something about signing. Sounds a lot like he's saying, I don't know what I'm signing. Let's play that cut number one again. Everyone turn up your volume if you haven't already. Play cut number one. He just said the quiet part out loud. He just said the quiet part out loud that he was signing executive orders and he didn't know what they said. They were written by someone else. He didn't know what he was signing, and yet he signed them anyway. And those executive orders are now being put into action. Some are already being pushed through the Federal Register. Others are being enacted as like presidential memorandums. But he is literally switching the United States' entire policy on huge, huge issues without ever even reading what he's signing. So I have no doubt in my mind that he actually wants some of this, right? He's a leftist. Yeah, he's a puppet in a lot of ways, but he's also a leftist in others. So yeah, there's things that he wants to do. He can't just read everything and lie about everything. But the fact that he's signing things that he doesn't have any idea what he's signing is really, really concerning. So I want to push this to you, Joe. You've signed a lot of things as CEO, as heads of companies. Do you sign things without reading them? I'm not talking about like terms of service where no one really reads all of those, but do you ever sign anything in person without reading them?
I don't sign anything without reading it. Matter of fact, if I have questions and it's too long of a document and I don't have time to read it, I send it over to an attorney and I make them read it. I'll pay the money.
And the attorney explains it to you.
The attorney says, here are the issues that these attorneys know what I am comfortable with or not comfortable with. And I sign it after they give me a written synopsis of what I'm signing, what any risks are. At that point, they'll say, hey, don't sign it for this. Don't sign it for this. They'll redline it. I do not sign anything without understanding everything that I'm signing. Everything.
Well, Joe Biden doesn't do that. Joe Biden doesn't do that. He just signs whatever they hand him. I mean, he is the Ron Burgundy of presidents. He will read whatever is in the teleprompter. He will sign whatever you put in front of him. You better not put a question mark in that teleprompter for Ron Burgundy. You better not put a question mark in his teleprompter either. I mean, this is a man who literally on the campaign trail bragged about how he was running for the Senate. This is a man who doesn't know where he is at a given time, when he is. And that's always the concerning part for me, when, not like getting confused about what time period he's actually living in right now. I'll open up the phone lines, 888-441-1121. If you want to talk about this, anything that Joe Biden's done so far, also opening up to anyone who has had a family member suffer from dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever you want to call it. Let me know if you see the same kinds of symptoms that you saw with your loved one in Joe Biden, 888-441-1121. Joe, you hinted at this at the start. Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is Joe Biden a couple months ago. Donald Trump has failed to live up to our trust and treaty obligations to Native Americans. It's unacceptable. I'll make meaningful investments in Indian country, including increasing funding for Indian health services and making that funding mandatory. And then on the right, it is a letter from the Ute Indian tribe begging Joe Biden to undo his executive order suspending federal leases for oil and gas on federal lands because it is going to bankrupt the tribe because they put so much in being able to actually extract oil, gas, and other resources from their lands.
Right.
Trying to understand how someone can claim to be for them while also stabbing them in the back. A lot of that we're going to go through today, too. A lot of buyer's remorse. It's only been a week, and Joe Biden's already the worst president ever.
One of the surveys that came out had his approval rating at 27%. 27%.
That might have been his very approved very much. Even Rasmussen, that is like more right leaning in their polling, had him I think at like 48% going in. So that might have been 27% very much approved of him. That's absolutely true. But yeah, there's a lot of buyer's remorse. A lot of people who voted for him because Orange Man Bad, realizing that oh no, Dementia Man Bad as well. I mean, why? Can you think of anything? any reason, Joe, that a president would stab so many of his core constituencies in the back this close, this close to taking office.
No. I mean, look, I don't know what to say. I'm going to say something that you're not going to like or somebody else isn't going to like. So I don't understand. And look, I got my head down, people. I have my head down. I'm buried this way, and I'm looking towards results. So I'm not playing defense anymore. The election is in the rearview mirror. Now, election integrity is in my front windshield. Getting rid of systems that defraud the American voter is in my front windshield. I got to look for those. I know where they are, and we have to get rid of those. But I'm looking forward. I'm playing offense. And I'm getting people that are engaged in playing offense. They want to suppress free speech and they want to censor us. Okay, let's just go build something else. They want to stop us from actually talking, divest. Just divest from it. Just get away from it. So I'm doing the things that I think that all of us should do. Looking forward, creating offense, getting involved, standing shoulder to shoulder, collectively coming together. In other words, lay your petty stuff aside. I'm a bigger Christian. I'm pro-life, and that person is pro-choice. Okay, accept them where they are. Be the example, right? But stand shoulder to shoulder, because you got to preserve the country holistically. We got to start moving the balances of what it means to be. I mean, you heard, who was the guy, the ex-CIA, Brennan, right?
Yeah.
Got on TV, and he said they're coming for libertarians. Did you see that, Max?
Yeah.
I was like, what in the world did he just say? He's basically saying that if you're not progressive, you're not out here, if you're not evil, we're coming for you. Okay. So what do we have to do? We have to start banding together. We have to, and I think that we're at that place where we could have a lot of effect if we just started doing offense, stop playing defense. But that doesn't mean not be truthful and talking about truthful things. I think that's the issue that I have.
So, Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up image number one. This is another Biden promise that was swiftly broken. Back in September, he said, Mr. President, if you don't respect our troops, you can't lead them. And then fast forward to today, we feel incredibly betrayed. Thousands of guardsmen forced to vacate the Capitol and sleep in a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump to image number two. This one was funny. This one isn't really on topic, but it made me laugh. Biden's get locked out of White House after firing of Trump doorman. Really sums up the Biden presidency so far. Let's jump up to number three. Back in October from Biden, we are 8 months into this pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get this virus under control. I do. Fast forward to last week, quote from Joe Biden, quote, there is nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months, end quote. Now the flip-flop lie. Do you feel lied to? You feel betrayed yet?
I do.
Jump to image number four. Old tweet from Joe Biden. Trump further diminished the U.S. in the eyes of the world by expanding his travel ban. This new African ban is designed to make it harder for black and brown people to immigrate to the United States. It's a disgrace and we cannot let him succeed. Fast forward to today. Biden to reinstate COVID travel restrictions Trump rescinded. Impose new ban on South Africa. Is he a liar? Is he racist? Or is it both? I posted that on our Facebook page over the weekend, and lots of people say both. It reminds me of that that taco shell commercial, where they're like, do we have hard tacos? Do we have soft tacos? And the little girl says, ¿por qué no los dos? And everyone raises her up and cheers. It's both. He's a liar and he's a racist. So lots of buyer's remorse.
Closet racist.
This week. Lots of buyer's remorse this week. See, pretty incredible.
He was a racist, right? Because he, you know, hung out with grand masters of whatever that is, grand poobahs. What was it? The grand KKK or something. So he hung out with Bert. Yeah, and now he just went underground. So now he just, everything he does is being a closet racist, like everyone else on the left, far left. Can't talk about libertarians that way. Well, they're not. I mean, look, most people don't wake up every day thinking about racism. They just don't. It's not the way people are. But I mean, big tech only has 1.5-2% minorities in their entire company, and they're going to talk to me about racism? Really? It starts at the top. Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about it earlier put up image number five. This is another executive order that Joe Biden came down with. Biden rescinds Trump order banning Chinese communist involvement in the U.S. power grid. I'll open this up to anyone. Can anyone explain how that could possibly be in the United States' interest for the Chinese Communist Party, China, to be involved in our electric grid, power grid? I can't see it. I can't see it. We do have a caller on the line. Oh, did she jump off? She dropped off. Well, if she calls back, we can bring her back on. Barbara wanted to talk about her experience with Alzheimer's. So if you call back, we'll get you on in the next hour. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy. I mean, we've covered the things he wants to do. We talk about the transgender executive order that he basically says anyone can identify as a woman and you automatically have to be allowed into any school locker room, any school bathroom you want. You have to be allowed onto women's teams if you are a biological male who says you are a woman. Feminists are pissed, like legitimate feminists, not like woke feminism, which actually doesn't believe in feminist ideology, like real feminists who believe that women should be celebrated and believe in the advancement of women so that women can have a place and young girls can have a place to compete and hone their skills and learn leadership and things like that. They're pissed because the idea of a biological man running onto the soccer field and running laps around girls, it serves no one but helping that person feel better about themselves. So, right. I mean, there's lots of that from the left.
Well, and let me ask all of you guys a question. What purpose does it serve? Why are we having conversations about 0.1% of our population when 70% of the population is suffering? Why is it that we're talking about sending money overseas, getting back in the Paris Climate Accord, whatever it is, doing all of these things and not doing the things that we need to do on our side to take care of our people? And now they want to build homeless hotels in California and have the taxpayers pick the tab up in San Francisco. Why can't Newsom do it? Why? Why can't all the wealthy people that are in LA, why can't they do it? Why don't you have them pick up the tab? Why is it that we're picking up the tab for some crazy leftist ideology in California? Just get out a crowbar and just go to the San Andreas Fault and just drift away. As Hank Johnson would have said, get too many people on it, it'll tip over. The island will tip over. You remember that?
Guam. Yeah. Congressman Johnson saying that if we put too much American military personnel, tanks, equipment, planes on it'll Guam, it would capsize into the sea.
It'll just tip over. Am I allowed to do that? Or am I not? Are they
gonna
grab me for that too? My goodness.
No. Making fun of him for thinking that Guam could capsize if too many people stepped on it is fair game. Before we jump off of the transgender sports issue, Ms. Brewster, put up image number 16. This is what Joe Biden's order basically is. Motorcyclist who identifies as bicyclist sets world cycling record.
I want to do that.
That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
I want a motor.
That's
we can't
the kind
have
of stuff
a motor.
We're
Why identify as a motorless bike, but it's going to have a motor on it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you finished it. You finished every one in 8 minutes, each one. Oh, man, it used to take 2 hours. Nope, 8 minutes. I had a jet strapped to my back. Hey, I didn't dope. I just had a dopey thing on my back, and it just shot me ahead of everyone.
I mean, Wild think about, coyote. Think about if you are a parent and you're raising a girl, a teenager, who wants to become the best at shot put or discus or track and field or ice hockey, right? Or any sport that requires actual like physical exertion, strength, and stamina.
Yeah.
Things that biological males are known scientifically to have an advantage over girls. They will never, under this order, they will never be able to be the best in their sport.
Right.
As soon as the first biological man decides that he wants to be the women's champion, all of the girls will have to take a backseat, and they will lose scholarships. They will lose, sponsorships. Right? There's not going to be any Olympics anymore. It's just going to be all men competing, just with different titles. It's I feel really bad for anyone who's raising a girl because we were raised to believe that men and women aren't equal in their capabilities, but they are equal in how much they deserve respect. And what we see with these executive orders is that girls, young women, are not to be respected anymore. They're just supposed to compete against the boys. And it's really, really is a shame. Well, we're going to cut the first hour here. And when we come back, we do have a caller on the line. Stay on the line. Don't leave. We're going to talk about Joe Biden, dementia, the other things that he is signing. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Yeah, don't
go anywhere. I'm back.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.